I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're on The Burt Show.
There was a lot of money on the line. So, Abby, I'm going to ask you, in all honesty, the honor system, which generally we don't pay a lot of attention to in the radio industry, the honor system here, have you completed your month of boy, man sobriety?
I have not paid a man a single piece of attention in over 30 days.
Because I think we're I owe you $1,000.
You do?
Yep.
That's you!
Congratulations.
I owe you $1,000. I made the challenge to her. Both Mo and I had the same philosophy that if she just ignored dudes, took them off of the mental to-do list, right? Just not to do. But
to don't.
Oh, we do need to-don't list, don't we?
Yeah. There's a lot of men on my to-don't list.
That whatever the universe does, like when you don't want something, it brings it into the world for you. So we said, go 30 days, man, off the table. I'll give you $1,000 if you're capable of doing it, which I really didn't think she was. But you did it.
Honestly, easiest $1,000 I've ever made. It is, when you really put your mind to it, it is so easy to ignore men. Honestly, prefer it that way now. There's honestly been kind of a weird adverse reaction. Like, I know you kind of did this with the intention of like, oh, if you just put the energy out there that you don't really care about men, they'll come to you. But honestly, it's just put me into this hole of like, the thought of getting into a relationship now actually sounds horrible. And I think I might be turning this 30 days into 365 days of boy sobriety.
All right. So Bert issued this challenge and Mo as well, because they were like, all right, let's dial back the desperation here. And if you have this air of DGAF, the men will come flocking. Did their theory work?
No.
Yeah.
Not a single man came to me.
Oops.
Well,
I wanted to point out, like, she accomplished this task, but you're all, like, this was not successful for her.
This is the beginning step of it. Like, you got to stay in that mold, and then the men will come. The universe wanted to see her get through the initial test, and now the men are going to rein in.
We were trying to recircuit you a little bit here.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever asked you this, but... Have you ever been in any kind of relationship whatsoever?
Not in a serious one.
Never.
No. Yeah. So, I mean, like, at this point, I think a lot of the desperation that you guys were feeling is, or that I was feeling maybe, is that I'm going to be 27 in 2 months. And society-wise, that's a very old age to have never been in a serious relationship. So, I think there was a part of me that was kind of overcorrecting of like, well, I'm 26. Like, I should have found somebody by this point. So, I almost felt like a deadline.
So I don't. Let's just get into Abby stuff now. All right, have a nice therapy session.
Oh, God.
Hang out, Jackson. All right. So while I don't think it is odd that you haven't been in a long-term relationship, have you questioned being in any relationship for longer than like a week?
Well, I mean, I've been in relationships longer than a week. I mean, I think the longest time I entertained a dude was like 4 months, but that's not long. I mean, it's just kind of like, I don't know. I'm very cut and dry. Like, I just really don't have time for BS, and I'm kind of the type of person that's all in or I'm all out. And so for me, if there's any inkling of like this, I'm not going to date this dude for longer than 6 months, I kind of start to check out. And I think that's one of the main reasons why I haven't been anything serious, because if my heart's not all in it, then I'm not going to waste my time.
It's like, what's the point?
Yeah, what's the point? Yeah.
I am really curious if you do now the things that I've done most of my life. And now I realize that this is a lot of therapy coming out, man. I've spent a lot of time with a therapist, but realizing like when I was dating people, I was constantly looking for red flags to not truly be intimate with that person. Like, I could be in relationships, sure, but I was always felt like I was a little judgy about things. And then when I saw them, I would make them bigger than they are just so I could have the comfort of knowing that, well, at least this isn't going to last forever.
So you were self-sabotaging it to feel in control. No, like genuinely, I think if I lined up the last like 10 guys that I'd been out with or had entertained longer than a week, I don't think you guys would question my judgment. I think you would be like, oh, well, maybe what was wrong with, I think just sometimes like you just don't have the right chemistry, or the guys that I'm into, maybe I get a little too excited about the relationship and then that turns them off. I just think it's kind of been the perfect storm of not finding the right people.
I think it's commendable. I mean, the way I see it, like I feel like most people date, and then if they learn that the person that they're dating may not be their quote unquote person, they'll stay in it and they'll waste time in it. And you have this mentality of, I don't want to be with somebody I can live with. I want to be with somebody I can't live without, right? And if I don't get that from it, then why continue wasting time? And until you find that, you don't want to settle. That's the way I see it. And I personally think that's a commendable way of dating.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody in this room feels that way other than me.
Vanessa, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, Abby. I also was never in a long-term, like what my friends considered a long-term relationship. I usually dated guys anywhere between 4 to 6 months. My longest relationship prior to my husband was 10 months. And I really was only in that relationship for so long because at one point I told my friend, I think I'm really over this guy. I think I'm going to break up with him. And she said, oh, has it been 6 months already? And I stayed in it longer just to prove her wrong, which was a mistake. But I was like you, like, you just know there's a point in time where you know, like, this is going to work or this isn't going to work, and why waste my time? Because life is precious and time is short, you know?
For sure.
And then when I found my husband, I really didn't even think we were going to be together. And I got to that point where I realized I couldn't be without him. And we've been together now for 13 years.
Wow.
And sometimes it's weird where I'm like, this is kind of insane, but I'm so glad that I did. And I really just focused on myself and not worried about, you know, I dated and I definitely had fun, but but you know, I didn't put that pressure on myself to like find somebody, and then that's when he came into my life.
See, I think it's great that you're discerning and you know what you want and what you like, and more importantly, what you don't want. I think as long as you don't conflate discerning with sabotage, because there is like, if there is any hesitation of commitment or fear of commitment, as long as you're able to differentiate between the two, then this is a non-issue.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I do think there have been points, particularly like in college, that maybe I was a little bit self-sabotage-y. But I think I'm able to recognize that better as an adult. But I just really don't have time for the BS, you know? I think I have a really good picker. I think a lot of people don't. And so they'll stay in relationships or convince themselves that they should stay in it. And I do not have time for that.
You're right. No, that's the way healthier way to do it, man. I've told you guys before, that has been a challenge of mine my entire life, is staying in relationships when I knew it wasn't going to work. And I think your way is better, man, saving the time and actually really knowing that your heart and your mind are matched up, like this is the right person. But Jackson is about to change his whole thing for you.
Yeah, me and Jackson and Mikey have started joining the Blue Moon Crew post show on Thursdays. And we get into some pretty deep conversations, and Jackson and Mikey think they have a theory to finally get get me into a relationship, but I don't know that I want to do it.
Yeah, we're kind of going on the complete opposite end of the whole spectrum here. Abby, Mikey, and I were discussing her boy sobriety and how it was going, and this was all talking about kind of the energy that you put out, like you guys are saying, where if you don't care, then maybe that is the thing that's going to attract the men to you. So we had the idea on the complete opposite side of this of what if Abby actually went out as an experiment and wore a wedding band, and that might be the impetus to attract people to come up to her. Of course, this is probably going to not be attracting the type of man that you're inevitably want to be with in the long run, but this was for experiment's sake and thinking that maybe that's kind of on the other end of the spectrum, how she could attract people.
So what would the lesson be if she goes out with this wedding ring on, right, and guys all of a sudden are coming up to her left and right and creating conversation, then what can she do with those results?
That men aren't worth my time anyway.
Yeah, or maybe that Abby just attracts scumbags at the end of the day.
Can you imagine if this is how I find my person? Like, we're up at the altar, like, I can't believe when I put on that fake cubic zirconia engagement ring, you came into my life at the bar.
So what is it proving?
I think it would just, I want to see if that different type of energy is the thing that actually ends up attracting people. Because like she said, it didn't work out with her not giving them any type of attention because maybe she was giving out that kind of energy. Maybe if she's completely taken, that's a different type and it might end up working.
I think it's totally valid. I mean, if we've learned anything from Ariana Grande, there's something irresistible about someone being in a relationship.
Very true.
Are you willing to try it?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Where are we going? Zales after this?
We'll do a fake proposal. I'll get a ring one way or another.
It's a Burt Show. You're on The Burt Show.